listener production.
Properties still without power after Orange's violent storm. Central West Independence, our focal point as we head to the polls. And Food Week kicks off in Orange today. Today's weather, showers and possible storms across the Central West, heading for 24 degrees in Orange and 32 in Dubbo. I'm Charlotte Wallen and welcome to Central West Local News. 18 properties south of Orange remain without power after the town was hit by flash flooding yesterday afternoon. That's according to Essential Energy. Crews are investigating the situation amidst efforts to clean up the debris and remove fallen trees. The SES is alerting locals to avoid flooded areas, with more showers on the cards today as well as another possible thunderstorm. If in need of assistance, call SES on 132 500 or if it's life-threatening, call 000. The election campaign is almost done and dusted as political hopefuls make one last pitch to voters today. Here in the Central West, most of the attention will be on Barwon and Orange. Sitting MPs Roy Butler and Phil Donato are running as independents after leaving the Shooters and Fishers. Across the region, more than 34,000 people have already cast their votes at pre-poll centres, with over 12,600 doing a postal vote. The Electoral Commission's Laura McLean has this advice for those voting tomorrow.
So voters can go to our website, which is elections.nsw.gov.au, and search for their district using the search tool at the top of our website. Each district page has all the available voting centres, their opening hours, and a link to a list of candidates running in that district.
Expect some big crowds around the Orange region. Food Week officially kicks off today. The Festival of Fun and Flavour is celebrating 31 years of bringing the region's best food and wine into the spotlight. 10 days of events across three local government areas is tipped to inject between $8 to $10 million in the local economy. It all kicks off with a night market tonight, the wet weather moving them from their usual spot at Robertson Park to Naylor Pavilion.
We are expecting a couple of thousand, maybe 3,000 people. On a good night when the weather's clear, we would get sort of around 5,000 people in the park event. But we think probably the venue change and just the general weather will probably dampen the crowd numbers.
Committee President Charlotte Gundry there. Checking sport, Cowra's Ellie Carpenter will rejoin the Matildas for a blockbuster clash with England next month. 10 months after sustaining an ACL injury, she's been recalled to the national side for two friendlies in London. She says she's hungrier than ever.
Being away from the national team for so long, it gives you that extra drive and that extra hunger getting back in. And obviously it's a World Cup year. Obviously that was a massive motivation for me through my injury to keep thinking that there is such a big goal at the end of this.
And it's preliminary finals time in the Bathurst and Orange inner district cricket comp. Orange Sims suffered their first loss of the season last week. But skipper Tom Belmonte is feeling positive ahead of this weekend's clash with Rugby Union.
We've named the same team and I only think that last weekend was a bit of a speed bump in our season. I'm hopeful that we'll return to form.